Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Inside Track Live presented by Call Review. And this time we have a special guest with us. Joining us will be our partner and friends at Telium, Mr. Josh Wolf, will be joining us today. As always, my name is Eric Glass, and joining me is the man who made the hashtag Worked with Kirk Quirk famous. I can't talk today. It's Thursday. It's been a long week, guys. Bear with me. Mr. Kurt Larson, how are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing all right, thanks.
Great. It's always a pleasure to be here talking, Eric. Come on now.
I know. I try. So, Josh, thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to dive into the topic here in a minute, but I want to give you a chance to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about Telium and what you do there. So why don't you go ahead?
Thanks so much. I run solutions consulting for Telium's partnerships team. And I have the pleasure of working with all of our technology and service and strategy partners. So I work with some of our great technology partners like Call Review to really educate our customers and our other partners on what the joint value of our products are and the value to the business. And then I also work with our services partners to help them get the word out. And between those different groups that I work with, hopefully that leads to lots of new customers and lots of customers using Telium and Call Review together. Yep. Just real briefly, Telium is a customer data platform and really just intelligent data that businesses use to understand their customers and to break down the silos between the different tools it uses to interact with them. So today we're focusing on call center, in particular contact center, but we really have the ability to bring data together and break down those silos from any tool that you have that you use to understand what your customers are doing or to interact with your customers.
Yeah. And I think that what an excellent segue. It's almost like we practiced this and rehearsed it to, tee up the first subject and why we're here today. Right. So the title of today's episode, and we're doing two episodes, right? So this is a special two-parter. That's a little tease for the end. Thank you, Kurt. He's not throwing up gang signs, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening to the audio podcast when we post this later out there. But really, driving smarter conversations and personalization at the point of contact is what we're here to talk about today. And I think, Josh, you summed it up nicely what Telium does, and then with layering our technology on top of it. And I feel like there is, as we go out and we talk to all the dealers, especially on the Call Review side, which brings us into our first segment around, a communication blind spot, right? We have a big blind spot in the way, at least the dealerships that I work with, they look at how their phone systems, but they look at all of their data. And we've done such a good job. And I come from a demand generation marketing background. Kurt worked with me in the digital event space for so long. And we've done such a good job as just an industry as a whole across all of the things, any industry, of really honing in on web properties, right? And really understanding all the clicks and where somebody submitted something online, but yet we still kind of abandon, and we're not even abandoned, but we take for granted almost the oldest piece of technology in the dealership, and we're not focusing on getting those metrics out of there and those through lines. So I think the first thing is, and there's so much data that is rich that we could get from those analytics and understanding, like when somebody clicks through. And it's interesting because I'm putting together, a report, and it's still, 95% of customers now start their search online. We know that. I do it. Kurt, I know you do it. You've got a story you're going to share in a little bit, but I think it's interesting. And before you answer, Josh, I do want to start us off as we tee up that first topic with a poll real quick. I'm going to launch that for our audience, and you'll see it pop up on the right-hand side of your screen here in 10 seconds. But it's, where does your team currently struggle the most with personalization? We're going to let that run as I asked Josh the first question, right? So what kind, around what I was just talking about, this, we know where everybody clicked and we know where they browsed and we understand that we have all that rich data. What type of real type of data signals can dealerships be capturing that they might not be capturing today? Or what are you seeing out there in the ecosystem that you're talking to that dealerships are struggling with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, in some ways the dealers are capturing this. They're just not able to connect the pieces together. So you'd said it before, right? The dealers already have for example, website analytics or app analytics, and they can know more people are looking at this page versus that page, or this type of model versus that type of model. The data is there. It's just really hard to then share that out to all the other places that would find it so valuable, right? So you have customers going across different devices and they're sharing all these clues to what they're interested in. And it's just really hard to get that signal off to your email platform, off to your contact center, off to your, chatbot or whatever other places, whatever other places you need to send that data. I think at this point, you can definitely trigger an online ad based on some online behavior. Like that's been figured out by a lot of places, but all these other channels, it's really hard to connect it together. So you have consumers that do research on the web, and then they go to the phone, and then they go to the tablet, and then they go to the computer, and then they go to the back to the phone again. And it's a lot to put it all together. And that's really what we help the dealers do. So specifically to answer your question, the signals that I think that are going to be most useful in this case in the contact center are, what did they do minutes before they called, right? So this could be the make and the model. This could be whether they're leasing, they're buying. This could be whether they are a shopper or an existing customer looking for service. Those are all really important signals. And if they can give you a clue, give you those breadcrumbs, and then they call in, that's where you have that ability to possibly personalize, right? So these signals can change from one moment to the next, and they can change over and over and over again. And you need to be able to stay on top of that in real time, because if you're personalizing based on what they did 10 minutes ago or 12 hours ago or 24 hours ago, you could end up making them more upset, right? So that's why it's so important to have all that synced up.
Sounds like you are trying to personalize for my 16-year-old who doesn't know what she wants to do in any minute of any second of any day. No, I think it's a really interesting point that you bring up. And I know, Kurt, you've got a story to share around an experience you just had where this is, I think, plays into, Josh's answer pretty well. So why don't you go ahead, and you were sharing this before the call, Kurt.
Yeah, it's not an automotive, but, I saw the poll and some people were saying, I'm not sure, that's why I'm here. Think of the difference between somebody that calls your dealership and you have all the information at the ready and you can talk to them right away with what they're looking for, what they want, or what they need. It's going to strengthen the relationship. It's not just about the sale versus someone who doesn't and is not activated on it. So in my case, it doesn't matter what it was, but I have two different competitors. They're extreme competitors in the marketplace in the world. And I was buying from both of them for different reasons. One of them, every time I called, whether they were transferring me or not, all the information was already relayed. I didn't have to tell the story over and over again. The other one, every time, what are you calling about again? What is this about? You were transferred over here. Makes you irritated, right? And it makes you, when you see it done well on the other end of the spectrum, you're more loyal. You're like, man, they got it together. I want to talk to them. They know my name right away. They know what I want. We're cutting through it. Let's get to it. And by the way, they were upselling me on stuff that, because of my behavior, I was like, yeah, I do want that kind of, tell me more about that. So, I think for those that are watching or listening who are unsure how this could help, that's a really good clear-cut case of the difference, especially when you have these educated buyers, right? We're doing all of this research ahead of time, right? You want to be able to meet them at their needs on their level. And if you don't, it can hurt the relationship and the potential sale.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting that you bring that up, right? It's, we see a lot of that at call review. And I know you and I had a couple conversations this week with some of our customers where that lack of context has cost them either, something as simple as booking an opportunity or getting somebody to come in the door. And I think that goes back to what I was saying at the top, Kurt, is we kind of take for granted the oldest piece of the technology. And we're not, it's something like, and I can't remember the exact stat, I was reading it online yesterday, where 80% of new car sales they're still coming through the door. They're still coming to the dealership. And that first touch point is the phone, right? And it's so important that you nail that conversation and that journey. And I'm not talking about, the phone ringing or somebody just picking it up, but being able to dive in and understand the context of what happens really and bridging that gap, which is where we, us and Telium, work very well together, is we can provide that context up through to that call. So that way, what you were just talking about, Kurt, is not, you know, you have the context and rich analytics from our side. And now when you get to that caller, and let's say you're calling them back, you know everything that's happened on that phone. You have 6 months of call history. You can see that, and you can do your homework and prepare for that call, or even in real time to an extent. So you're not lacking the content, or lacking not content, but the context of what really is happening with that caller, right? Are they calling about a specific part? And then you transfer them back to parts and you have no idea what they're looking for. And you have to start that whole process over again, which is something that a lot of dealers are dealing with, where they don't want, they want to streamline that process. And like Josh was talking about, begin to make it an omni-channel experience, because that's becoming the expected behavior. And I made a joke about my daughter, right? She's my two sons I have concerns about. My wife and I have no concerns about our daughter. She's already a young entrepreneur. She already has her own business. But she has an expectation of when she goes online to buy something, whether it's supplies for her business or whatever that may be, is that she can start that online. And if she has to make a call, she gets on the phone with somebody and they know what her account is. They know it is. And it's this, that translates into automotive as well. I've told the story 100 times. If you guys have listened to the podcast before, where there is one car dealership I deal with because they know who I am. They deal with me every day. They have my account history and it's ready to go. The second my number pops up, they know everything that I've talked about. So Josh, I'm going to go back to you for a second. So why do you guys think, or what are you seeing on why this disconnect is such a persistent problem in automotive?
Yeah, that's a great question. And for the audience, it's not just automotive, because I do a lot of work in automotive, but I work with other types of businesses also. And this is really everywhere. And when I've spoken to my auto customers about the ability to personalize a call based on what someone did, you know, milliseconds ago on their website or their app, they don't even think about that. That's not even, you know, something that they were considering. They just sort of figured that was the way that things work, right? So I think part of the reason that it's a persistent problem is because people didn't even realize that there was an alternative. So That's the main thing, right? I think the process, the auto buying process, hasn't changed a lot over the years, right? You were saying, like, yes, for sure, people do more research online now, but it's still a lot of, you know, shaking hands and meeting people in person and doing that. And I think, you know, people get their mindset, and it's hard to get out of that mindset, but that's why we're here today, to just sort of shout it out and let people know that there's an alternative way to do this.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting, right? Because the buying behavior has changed so much. And I'm not sure, Josh, your camera kind of there. You go. No, you're good.
We have a full customer profile of you, Josh.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. And to your point, Josh, is the buying behavior has changed so much. And looking at the microcosm that is the auto industry, and I know you guys work across verticals, but what we see a lot, Kurt and I and the rest of our team, is, you know, while the buyer behaviors have changed exponentially, and I think we can, you know, if we bring up 5 years ago in COVID, that irrevocably changed a lot of industries, mm-hmm. where now we're starting to see the automotive industry start to understand that they have to adapt to this a little bit. And get there with that. So I want to talk about real quick, and shifting gears as we move on, is this theme of real-time insights. And we touched on a little bit to make customer conversations more relevant, accurate, and effective. And I know Kurt just shared his story. I just shared the story of my daughter, right? So, you know, really, we turn that live call into intelligence is how Call Review does it, right? It's beyond the call tracking and monitoring. If you think about, I mean, we've been in the business now for over 15 years, really a pioneer in that industry. And we give you that information. We can also provide that coaching and training, but where you guys layer on real nicely, which is why I love this conversation and I love partnering with y'all, is that takes that data and then delivers the behavior, intent, and historics to real time, right? And it gives you something that I think is so important this day and age with the proliferation of data, right? Is one customer record, one through line to all of the different systems. you know, I said it before, I've told this story before, but, you know, I came from the world of demand gen and marketing automation, where there was a time I remember where Salesforce didn't exist, and these things like Eloqua and Marketo and these tools, they didn't exist. And that was a huge challenge that we were facing back at the agency I was at for many, many years is, well, how do you take this form that was filled out over here and tie it to this form in this system that was filled out over here? Is it the same person or is it spelling? Which I think is very interesting in the way that we can manipulate big data and things like that. And my dog agrees with me. I don't know if you can hear her in the background. She's having a, apparently having a dream. But how do you guys deliver on that real-time data into systems like CRMs or telephony platforms and make that work? Yes, Jonathan, one customer record indeed.
Yeah, so high level, you have sort of what I consider data sources and data destinations, right? Where's the data being generated and where does it need to get to? And Tealium has over 1,000 turnkey integrations to bring that data together. But if you get a level deeper, a lot of the times you have these systems that are both a source and a destination. And the real benefit is that we bring all the data together, we combine it, we stitch it together into the view of the person. Or in fact, we have some dealer groups that are also using our CDP to create the view of the vehicle. So we have some profiles that are people, we have some profiles that are cars. People are associated to their cars and their cars are associated to their people. But that's the combination and the stitching then allows you to send that shared data back out to all those different destinations. So high level, that's how it works. Get one level deeper. I don't want to get too technical for the audience here, but you know, we're a real-time streaming platform, and there are, you know, these tools called APIs, which allow you to reach out, say, you know, this is you know, my customer's email address, CRM system, tell me what you know about them. Or on the other hand, APIs that you can push data into Tealium. So what we do is we build these turnkey integrations, and again, over 1,000 of them, for all these sort of advertising and marketing and personalization and email and CRM and big data platforms like the AWSs and the Snowflakes of the world. And in fact, in the last several years, we built a whole bunch of auto-specific marketing and advertising integrations, like our integration that we built with CallReview. So we build these out. We maintain them on behalf of the business, and we put them into a marketplace. So we build it for one customer. We don't charge them for it, and it's available to anyone else who logs into the platform to start using. So that's really, you know, it's a differentiator of ours, and it allows people to log into the software really, really easily, and you know, just do this through user interface point and click.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. With especially Kurt, did you have something you want to jump in there?
I saw the
gears turning.
No, I mean, I when you talk about it, I'd love to know more about how you're doing it. But what's the impact you're seeing when you do this, right? Like, when you're out there and you've activated, you've done all the back. Mm-hmm. What's happening? What's the impact you're actually seeing with the data?
Yeah, absolutely. I see businesses doing it differently, and when they move over to ours, you know, sort of our philosophy and our technique, bringing this up to real time. What the difference is all sorts of efficiencies and cost savings, less engineering work to actually do this manually, efficiencies in your advertising, meaning you're not serving ads and emails to the wrong person at the wrong time. So saving money, but also making money, because this ends up helping you increase conversion rates, right? So you have some businesses that might try and do this by pulling spreadsheets and files and pulling them from one system and loading them to the other. And you could do that maybe, you know, let's pull from the dealer management system and let's push into the call center. And that's just one, right? But then you start to add on more and more and more, it becomes unmanageable. It becomes really, really difficult and expensive to maintain. So that's, you know, sort of the alternative. People will say, oh yeah, we're doing that already, but you're not really doing that in a scalable way. And when you're loading files back and forth, none of that's in real time. So you're still dealing with what did this person look like yesterday or last week? And, you know, sometimes that's worse than not personalizing at all.
Yeah, no, completely agree. And I want to, that kind of, you're on fire with the segues today, Josh. So we're going to have to have you on more to be our segue guy. But that really brings into the, you know, creating those personalized phone experiences, right? And a lot of people, when you talk about personalization, it's, oh, I'm going to personalize an ad. I'm on a website, that ad's popping up, it's personalizing, it's pulling in whatever set of data that, you know, that that has in your history, your cache, your cookies, whatever the system that's serving it. Or we think about personalizing an email. And a lot of folks that I talk to, when it's like, oh, I'm going to just add a customer token at the top so it puts in their name, right? But it's not, personalization has come such another level, especially in the last like 2 years. With the systems like y'all's, with what we're driving the data down into that system from the analytics and insights we can get from the conversation, the sediment, right? And it's not just website activity and search, you know, search activity and trade-in estimates and things like that anymore. It's allowing us to do things like faster assessments, relevant offers to that person, and knowing when they call in what they were looking at on your website, so they can be ready with the answers to the questions. It's no longer, hey, what car were you looking at? It's, oh, hey, I saw you were interested in, you know, this, the Toyota Tundra, or I saw you were interested in the, you know, the Z06, whatever it might be. So I think that's one of the real interesting things when we start having these, you know, using your system to surface that up and then layering our system on top of it to really make a, a complete circle, right? And not just taking, you know, taking our system because we're the front end of this, right? And we're feeding it back into down into your pipeline. But what I think about what our customers are doing from a training and a consistency standpoint, listening to those calls, making sure that the data and analytics are there. Are they answering the phone? Are they doing the warm greeting? Are they doing a word transfer? Just the, kind of the basic blocking and tackling there. But then layering that in with things like Call Coach and then down into Recruit Track or Test Track for training and really creating that end-to-end cycle. So with all that said, I think the question on this one for you, Josh, is, you know, what type of data points are most powerful that you're seeing? And you can keep this, you know, broad if you want, or industry or automotive specific. But what data points are you seeing when you're out there talking to customers that they're having the most success with for a call handler in real time?
Yeah.
And Josh, I apologize. I meant to hit the pin button, but I muted you on accident and you have to unmute yourself. There we go.
Now.
Yeah, there we go. My bad. That was my
awesome. Fault. Yeah. I think, you know, first of all, the very most recent signal, the most recent thing they were doing, whatever that is, that's going to be really, really important. So getting that over to the operator, to the agent is really important. But the other part is like sort of changes and differences, right? Did what they're looking for change drastically? That's a big, big signal, right? Maybe they were shopping for themselves yesterday and today they're shopping for a child or a spouse or something like that. So, you know, maybe they were looking to buy and suddenly they're looking to lease. Something's changed in their financial outlook, or, you know, they took a look at what the interest rates are, whatever it is, and they made a big change. You need to know that because you want to let them know that when they get on the phone with you. So I think that's really, you know, high level, that's going to have the most impact. When you get a level deeper, you know, I talk to people who own the contact center and they have all these different journeys, right? All these different journeys. You know, one is, again, you know, you got the buyer, you got the leaser, you got the person calling for service, but then they have sub, you know, it gets deeper and deeper than that. So I think, you know, the other part is to think about these different journeys and think about the type of data that would make those, you know, that they could be used to personalize those journeys. And you know, that's, it's going to be, I guess, similar for dealer groups compared to each other, but each business is going to have their own strategies, their own tactics. So you have to really, you know, talk to the people who own the contact center and find out where those pain points are and figure out where the data is to help them and, you know, build it out if it doesn't exist already, right? You can build out a little pop-up on the website to ask people questions proactively. People are into that these days. People are used to that these days. That makes them feel like it's more personalized too. So if you don't have that data, figure it out and generate it, because there is probably a way to get it if you don't have it right now.
Yeah, and I think as that's an excellent response. And Wendy brought up something in the chat, which I think is interesting, right? To you know, not just imagine calls or communication emails, but all of that data sitting under one roof. And that, you know, kind of prompted me to push the next polling question out, which is up. If you guys see that on the right hand side of your screen, go ahead and vote and let us know, you know, what those most important outcomes of personalization is. But when I think about everything you just said, it really starts with and driving into where the pain points are. And then mapping those to actual, you know, mapping those to smart solutions, right? It's a lot of folks that I talk to and I work with, they think if they just put the system in place, and I don't want to, you know, scare anybody away, but this is a hard thing to do, right? And you have to make sure that if you just put the systems in place and expect them to do the work for you, they're not going to be there, which is a lot of what we focus on at Call Review with the best practices training and the making sure that you understand when you see these analytics, what do they mean? How do you drive into them? And how do you make market improvements over them? And I think that's where a big through line there is how do these dealers really look at the data and the analytics? And, you know, that kind of leads me to my next question, Josh, is, you know, how are clients, you know, in that personalization journey as they're doing this, really starting to understand, and where are you seeing the success come for them?
The success. I mean, I think the success is shorter calls. It's going to be a better customer experience. It's going to be more cross sells, more upsells. You know, that's really, you get down to it. There are significant KPIs that the customers will see if they are able to pull this off. But yeah, I think, you know, overall, the best thing you can do is just ensure you have the happy customer, because that's who's going to come back again. That's who's going to refer their friends. That's who's going to buy that car for their kids. You know, that's more important than anything else, right? You can't think too short term and just try and worry about that one sale right now. It's, you know, you're building a relationship and without acting in a personalized way, right? Like, you have that great relationship with the dealer in your neighborhood, in person. They built it, you know, they built it face to face. But if you're able to also do that digitally, you're able to also do that on the phone, on the app, you know, all these other newer places that people are interacting with the business, then you'll have that loyal customer who's going to come back for the rest of their life and keep buying from you too.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I'll pop the poll up on stage real quick to see what our audience said here is, you know, higher lead to appointment conversion, better customer satisfaction scores, which I think is a huge one. That's something we hear. And then all of the above all tied up there, which is pretty interesting to see. So I think moving into our next topic, as we get towards the end here, right? I think we've all kind of touched on this the entire time, right? Smarter follow-up equals higher conversions. And we see that all the time on the Call Review side, where when you get into a call, and then a lot of with our real-time alerts and our Deal Saver alerts, where you're getting instantly in real time as the call happens, being alerted of something that goes on. It maybe it's somebody missaid something, and there's a customer sentiment that triggers a CSI alert that pops up, and then a manager can come in. Or maybe you're listening to a live call, and then you're able to, you know, you're sitting there, you're able to whisper in, or even with things like our call coach, where after the fact you're getting as a manager, a summary of that call, what went good, what went bad, and how to improve, right? I think that all drives into how personalized follow-up is driven by that real data, which is ultimately equating for our dealerships. And I know the customers that you guys work with, fewer missed opportunities. So first I want to we're going to toss this out to the group here, right? So you know, what is the role of call intelligence play in some of these follow-up strategies? And I know I just touched on that a little bit, but Kurt or Josh, I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, at least on our end, with a follow-up strategy, it's critical, right? Let's use an example, right? If you get a real-time alert, it's opportunity, but the appointment's not set, right? You're going to call back and reach out and try and save that sale, and also try and, you know, develop the relationship. You can go listen to that call, specific spots of it, where it's at, where it went wrong, all the keywords, so that when I call you up, Eric, I'm not just jumping in and say, oh, I heard you call, blah, blah. It's like, I know exactly what you called for, what you wanted, and I can give you the answer immediately, right? So that type of personalized follow-up is, you know, critical to me. Again, we keep mentioning it, but saving time, saving the relationship, it's everything, right? I think that that's just where you have to go. And if you don't, you're missing out because that guy's calling somewhere else, right? That's just what's going to happen.
Yeah. When I think of follow-up, I'm thinking about other channels too, right? So, you know, the call takes place and it's a positive outcome. It's a negative outcome. They bought something, they signed up for a test drive, they signed up for an oil change, whatever the case may be. We want that signal back. And that's part of the integration that we have with you guys, which is so, you know, useful and valuable. So in our platform, you might have a whole set of rules that say, when someone becomes a hot lead, activate these channels, turn on the email with this message, turn on the advertising with this message, personalize the website when they come back this way, update the dealer management system when they come into the dealer and tell them these things, tell them their make and model that they've been building on the configurator. At the same time, you have another set of rules that say, turn it all off when this happens, when they're no longer a hot lead. So what makes them a hot lead or what makes them no longer a hot lead? When we have the data from you guys, that gives us a whole other sort of lens to look at this. So I'm a hot lead if I get to step X on the car configurator. I'm a hot lead if the dealer management system says I came in and I spoke to someone. I'm a hot lead if Call Review comes back and says we had a really positive conversation, but they didn't buy something, but they said they're going to. So any of those criteria turns that those other channels on. And that's the follow-up, right? And then the next step is they come back and they buy something. The dealer management system says, you know, great, we know that. Or they get on the phone and they say, you know what, we ended up buying a car from, you know, the guy down the street. Or they come back to the website and maybe they log in and you say, oh, wait a second, I know that guy. He just bought that car last week, right? Any of these sort of criteria can then be used to say, turn all that stuff off, right? So that's what a lot of the follow-up that we can help with. And using some of the signals from Call Review that are just so valuable, it just sort of adds to that. And being able to personalize online with offline signals and being able to personalize offline with online signals, it's just, you know, it's going to really impact the bottom line and help these, you know, the dealer groups make, you know, sell a lot more cars.
Yeah, well, I think go ahead, Kurt. Sorry.
Well, and you know, as we go over time and the customer keeps coming back and forth and keeps coming over and over because of that personalized journey, you're growing a better profile over time. You're not here for one sale, right? You are here to drive long-term loyalty to your dealership. And that can be done in a much more effective manner when you have this profile and all the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely agree. So I think we kind of touched on and we jumped the gun a little bit on our last topic here, but I'll bring it back and then we'll get everybody on the way. So I think the first thing is, you know, and I'll go to this, Josh, and then Kurt, you and I can jump in here. Is Josh, as we close this out, what advice do you have for dealerships who are just starting this journey?
Yeah, that's great. I think, first of all, that there is still a lot of preconceived sort of marketing and sort of, you know, just the processes in working with your customers from dealer groups, preconceived challenges that are just part of the industry. And things have changed. Things have changed a lot in the last 5 years, technically. You know, the amount of processing power that you can rent from AWS or Microsoft. It's much cheaper than it used to be. And there's all sorts of amazing things that you can do in real time now that were just impossible, you know, 5-10 years ago. So first of all, you gotta break out of your preconceived notions and just figure out where the challenges are. Now, you take that one step further, and I like to work backwards, right? I like to try and think of a whole bunch of marketing use cases that are gonna span the customer journey. Before they buy, as they're buying, after they buy, that span all the different channels, right? Advertising and call center and in person and, you know, so on and so on. Think of the use cases and then stack rank them.
Yep.
And then that's your roadmap for the next 2 years right there. So build it out, be strategic, and then, you know, go do it because it's possible.
Yeah, and I think that's great. That's how I love to do things as well. Stack rank all the different use cases and then figure out how you're going to tackle those. And most of the time, it's with the, you know, a lot of dealers will tackle the, you know, there's some quick low hanging fruit wins. There we go. That you can get out of doing it that way. And I think one of the things that I'll say as we close this out and get ready to wrap up is a lot of the dealers that we work at, they're looking at their phones as, again, just a piece of technology that exists. And it's the end point when really it is not an end point in anything. It's the start of a journey for a lot of people. They've done their research online. They know what they want. And it's really beginning the interaction with your dealership and really understanding where you're having those weaknesses is something that, you know, where the Telium partnership, we drive down all of that data that you get from us on the phone conversation, where we're seeing that customer sentiment, we're understanding what happened on those cars, and we're helping you on that front end really evaluate your team's performance. And I think the biggest piece of advice I have for the dealers as we close out and our listeners is make sure you have a good grasp of what's going on in your dealership before implementing any solution, right? Then go out and understand, does the solution fit what we need it to do before we just buy a piece of technology? Because when you buy pieces of technology and you don't have that why behind it, you've spent money on something that's going to sit there and collect dust, or you're just going to have a cost, right? Is the big one there. And that's where we play in that consultative role up front, is to making sure you understand everything that's happening in when you plug in our phones, whether it's, you know, just through tracking lines or whether it's through our phone system, to drive that in. And then those connection points are going through to Telium, into that system in a meaningful way that you're going to get the data that you want to see out of it. And it's going to drive, those results. So with that, Kurt, Josh, any closing thoughts before we wrap this up?
No, you kind of took it from me. You know, personalization, it's not a buzzword, right? It's driving performance. So, yep. You know, this is the world we live in. And the better, the more data we can have and get it all together and drive a better relationship, the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just say, you know, it's not just Netflix and Amazon, right? It's you don't need 2,000 or 20,000 engineers to build it for you. It's possible. And just try and, you know, challenge your preconceived notions.
So Josh, I will ask you one more question before we wrap up here. Is what's one thing dealers can do this week or beginning of next week, since it's Thursday, to move towards smarter conversations?
Yeah, I would start thinking about those journeys, thinking about the call center journeys, and really thinking about where those blocks are, where those challenges are. And then, you know, get in touch with us or you and let us try and help you figure out how to fix those problems.
Awesome. Thank you, Josh. And I will say before we close out, we do have the second episode of our conversation with Josh coming up on May the 8th. I think I'm right there, Kurt, right? Yeah. Nod your head, please. Yep, good. All right. On May the 8th, where we will have a joint customer, Morgan Auto Group, joining us to continue this conversation. So we'll be able to see in real time how this has worked for them, which is really good. And then, yes, Kurt.
But remember, if you can't make it live, you can listen to all of these episodes.
I was getting there.
The Inside Track on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast needs. Like and subscribe.
Absolutely. All right, for Kurt and Call Review and for Josh, my name is Eric Glass. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us, and we will see you next time. Take care.